All is good or bad. All is. I make my choice. All is good or bad. I make my choice. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. All is good or bad. I make my choice. What about you? What kind of choice are you making today? What kind of choice are you making of your life as you're experiencing it? Now, yesterday, we went shopping, Anita and I, in La Mesa, and we went in the La Mesa Shopping Center, and we had quite a... We parked on one end of the shopping center, and then we went for lunch at that end. And then we shopped and did a few things. And then the store we wanted were Walmart. We had to go to the other end of the store. So rather than getting in the car and driving to the other end of the store, we walked there. And it was a good distance. And as we walked past all these dozens of shops and dozens of stores, we were enjoying ourselves very thoroughly. And we found what we wanted in Walmart. And we bought large packages of each of the things that we bought. And then instead of taking a shopping cart that are so abundantly everywhere, we carried these heavy cartons in our arms. And as we walked the distance of the store, we carried these heavy cartons in our arms. Now, Anita said, "Oh, I think this is delightful. I think this is wonderful." And being a gentleman, I certainly didn't want her to carry the heavy load all by herself, so I carried half of it. And she didn't mind it at all. And we finally got to our destination at the car, and we had walked quite a distance. We walked quite a distance carrying the heavy load. Now, we didn't need to do that. We could have taken the cart and pushed the stuff in the cart and enjoyed our walk to enjoy the walk without carrying the heavy load and doing an extra exercise, but we did. Well, this morning when I woke up, my muscles felt all of the work that I had done yesterday in a quite unusual fashion, and they said, "Hey, we are not happy. We are not happy." Now, I could look at that and I could say, "Oh, how stupid I was to not use a shopping cart to carry the heavy load from back around in the store," because I really carried Anita's load too, because I felt I should have, even though it was in her arms. Mentally, I had it in my arms. Now, all just is. Now, I didn't have to have that attitude. Everything Anita did was good. She was just a live wire doing all the things that she delighted in doing. And she's a dynamic, young, brilliant, beautiful woman. And I am a dynamic, young, brilliant, beautiful man. But I allowed myself to think I should have taken the cart. I should have done this. I shouldn't have carried that heavy load. I shouldn't have done this. I should have done that. Now, all is. And good or bad, all is. And I make my choice. Now, I made my choice. Now, this morning, I woke up and my muscles said, "Ha, ha, ha, ha. You made a choice and you sort of made us feel uncomfortable." And I said to myself, "All right, muscles, all right, body." So I gave you some extra exercise. Be thankful. Just think, if I was just sitting in a chair all day long and not do anything, you'd just sort of atrophy and not feel happy at all. "Well, that's true. That's true," the muscle spoke back to me and said. "That's true. We like exercise. We like walking around the pathways, the meditation paths of the Absolute Monastery every morning for an hour, up and down the mountainsides and around and back and in time for breakfast. We just love doing that. We love being vital. We love being dynamic. But then sometimes we do something just a little different, and our muscles say, hey, I wasn't used to that. Now, we can say good or bad about it. We can say that doing that was good or doing that was not good. And if we say it was good, then, hey, we feel just fine. If we say it was not good, then we don't feel so fine. Well, what about our muscles? Don't they have a feeling on this? Our muscles do whatever we tell them to do. Our muscles say, yes, I like it, no, I don't like it, according to what we have the mental attitude about it. Now, we've known this many times. We've experienced this many times. We've done things good or bad many times. And when something we've done that has been overworking our muscles, and we enjoyed it so much, we felt so proud of ourselves, we won a medal in the Olympics, or we've done some other wonderful thing. Working our muscles so strongly was bad, but we called it good. And though we felt a little tinge in our muscles, we said, hey, I feel so wonderful. I won. I did what I wanted to do. All is, good or bad, all is. And I make my choice as to what I want to think about that, good or bad, what I want to think about the experience that I'm going through. It's up to me to take the attitude that I want to take for myself. Now, I sometimes say to myself, hey, Herb, you know, you're 25, you know, you should do this or that. These are things that a person 25 should do. And then I don't say that to myself. I say, yeah, I have to do this, I have to do that. This is necessary, that's necessary. And then the big choice comes to me and says, good or bad? I make my choice. Now, what choice am I going to make about my life? What choice am I going to make about my everyday experiences? What choice am I going to make about walking through the shopping areas in the shopping malls? What choice am I going to make running up and down the mountainsides with my dog Rex at my side? What choice am I going to make it doing all the wonderful, glorious things that I do in my life? Am I going to call some bad and suffer the consequences? Am I going to call some good and enjoy the consequences? Why not make it a habit to call everything good and have the consequences all be a happy consequence? The Olympic runner certainly feels the tingles in his muscles for having run the race. The Olympic runner knows that he's going to feel that. And so he exercises ahead of time, and he prepares himself, and every day he prepares himself for this wonderful Olympic run that he's going to do. So when it comes time to do the Olympic run, what he really is doing is just like a walk around the block. That's how the Olympic beings, that's how these athletes think about what they're doing. Can you imagine a soccer player dashing back and forth across this tremendous field, up and down, in and out, over and around, thinking about where the ball is, thinking about where the guys are, thinking about how he can make a point or how he can support his team, thinking about all these wonderful things. He is so busy, so happy, so active. Every muscle of his body is radiating with power and joy and direction. He's directing each muscle to do its perfect thing to accomplish the goal that he wants from the game. Oh, yes, he is really having a good time. And he is not calling it bad, that's for sure. He's calling it good. Every movement he makes with his body, he calls it good and very good. You and I, we have the same privilege. If we're going to walk across the mall carrying a heavy load without using a shopping cart and then think to ourselves, oh, this is heavy, then we're going to pay the consequences. If we walk across the mall with a heavy load and say, oh, this is wonderful, I feel like I'm preparing for the Olympics, I'm preparing for the long walk, and I'm doing so great, and I feel so wonderful. This is light as a feather, it's light as a feather, it's light as a feather. And lo and behold, it's light as a feather. But we don't do that. We feel sorry for ourselves. We say, oh, I could use a shopping cart. I could do this. This is heavy. I shouldn't really have picked it up. And this is light. I should do this and I should do that. Oh, how silly. All is. All just is. Good or bad. All is. And I make my choice. Now, what choice am I going to make today? What choice am I going to make in my life of happiness and joy, of peace and harmony, of love and right action? What choice am I going to make? And how am I going to invite all the world to participate in that choice with me? It's my decision, and I make it lovingly and joyfully right now. I'm doing what makes me happy, and I'm doing it because I like me. And it is wonderful. And I like you, too. I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And I love me, I love me, love me. And I say, I like you, I like you, I like you. I love you, I love you, I love you. And all just is, good or bad, I make my choice. And my choice today is the choice of being a happy, fulfilled, vital, dynamic, wonderful being, with my body filled with life, filled with grit and vinegar, ready to enjoy every single moment, filled with happiness now. Join me in that today, as you live your wonderful day, as I live mine.